broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Barack Obama's natural inclination is caution. That's often very good in a diplomat.
I take phone calls all the time. I took phone calls with small business owners.
I'm proud to be here with people who are willing to stand up. I'm proud to be here with people who understand.
I love the game of basketball.
Almost as big as me.
I like Wiener.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. It's news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Radio for Patriots by Patriots. This is Right Wing Radio, and every night we take it places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. Is using a taser considered torture? Well, it is by some. Civil rights groups in San Francisco sure think so, and they want to keep officers from utilizing the device. Tonight we're going to be talking with a Bay Area activist, Dean Wheeler, from the Northern California Holistic Center. A meeting of Bay Area activists has just broken up there, and we'll talk with Dean direct on our newsmaker line in just a moment about this story. Taser debate reignites for San Francisco police. Civil rights group alleges tasers are torture. Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-Phil, and of course our website, philhendryshow.com. To enjoy our website, get a backstage pass. You have access to thousands of hours of archived material, a daily podcast of every single show that you can sign up for on our website, and you get it via iTunes. Also our classic podcasts, also our every single solitary night video cast, which is also available on demand for 5 days, and our news feed, and the comments section, and email to me and from me. All there at philhendryshow.com, so check it out. The San Francisco Police Commission this week will once again discuss arming officers with tasers nearly a year after the commission shot down a previous proposal to explore that possibility. We have on the line with us from the from Mill Valley right now is Dean Wheeler, joining us from the Northern California Holistic Center. And Dean, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Phil, considering.
What do you mean, considering?
Well, we're disappointed, obviously, in the decision by the police commission. We felt that had we been heard, we would have been able to sway them. This is now going to be an open debate, a public debate, and a debate that is going to take up San Franciscans and the time of Bay Area residents better spent on more constructive things.
Well, the police commission voted 4-3 last March against a proposal by then police chief George Gascon to study the use of taser stun guns by the department. Already, local community groups are asking the commission to nix any idea of using tasers in the city. Since the March vote last year, three new members have been appointed to the commission, and interim police chief Jeff Godown, or whatever. How do you pronounce his name?
Godown.
Godown, really?
Yes.
Who took over as the chief of the police department when Gascon was named San Francisco District Attorney, is hoping the commission's new makeup will result in a different approach to the taser issue. So the police want these tasers. Why are you against them?
Well, we're against any use of any implement that we think is designed primarily to deliver a pain response that is extended, that is a chronic extension of pain in order to direct movement or behavior. We consider that torture, and we certainly do not consider that to be within the purview or the confines of police department decorum. I think that it
is. Now, how do you know, when you say torture, let's talk about this for a second, okay?
Well, allow me to say one thing, Phil, before we discuss anything. I know you want to talk about it, but before we talk about it, I want to get a couple of other points out. And maybe the discussion will take a different tack. When you shoot someone with a taser, it is a very normal and I think a very human response, if I'm the one using the taser, to be curious about how it works, to be curious about how much of a charge it gives off, and to be curious, certainly, as to how much the human being hit with a taser will be compliant. It plays on, in other words, Phil, the worst angels of our nature. It plays on the instinct that every human being has to use an item like that and to play God, if you will. We don't want to tempt any human being into wanting to play God. And that's what we think the taser does.
Okay, I'm not sure I follow you.
Well, it's like...
Well, but hold on. I'm not sure I follow you there, but let's just... for the moment, let that be a part of the discussion here. The upcoming vote at this week's San Francisco Police Commission would not authorize the use of tasers, but would give the police department permission to go back and research the feasibility, the cost, the training, and all other aspects of putting together a pilot program. After conducting initial research, the department would then have to go back to the commission at a later date. So this has not been... this has not been legalized.
No, it has not been legalized, but we do not want to wait 1 second, not one extra minute, while the use of taser is still feasible. I know from the citizen involvement program, the citizen test program, we're fully aware of what will happen if we give tasers to...
Tell me about the citizen test program.
Well, that was a program that we were involved in with the police commission. We asked, and they very graciously assented, which I was surprised at, because every time we deal with the police, they're very hostile. It's not any, I don't think it's any secret that the police are hostile. And they've been hostile to us because we keep an eye on them. But when they let us test the tasers, it suddenly occurred to me that it was an enjoyable experience. And I immediately went to Chief Godown, and I said, I've devoted my entire life to peace and to creating a peaceful world and a peaceful community. This is what I'm about, Phil, and this is what our teachings are about at our hermitage. And for me to take a taser and enjoy the idea of shooting it and electrocuting a human being, I knew that there was something fundamentally wrong with that weapon. It played on the very negative aspects and the negative humors and ethers. It played on what we call in yoga a negative prana, which is life force. And you're familiar with karma. And
all right, well, you're talking about a lot of yogic things here.
Yogic things. These are very real experiences. I am a man who voted for Barack Obama. I'm a man who has voted the Green Party over the last 20 years. I voted Peace and Freedom Party before that. I was a part of some of the biggest anti-war demonstrations that this nation has ever seen in San Francisco during Vietnam and during the Iraq War. I have tied myself to Redwoods to keep logging from Northern California. I have done everything to protect life, and yet when I was allowed to use that taser, I got a thrill. The very idea that I was able to shoot these darts into a human being, I got a thrill. If I got a thrill, that means that anyone, any human being, is not only going to enjoy it, they could enjoy it in ways that would be very, very destructive. No. Phil, we can't allow that.
Well, what, now, Dean, with all due respect, because you use this taser and you got a thrill out of using it, how do you know other people are going to react that way?
Because I've devoted my entire life to peace. I've devoted my entire life to nonviolence. I have
Well, but with all, again, with all due respect, are you that nonviolent?
Yes, I am most certainly. Hold on. Yes, I am most certainly nonviolent. I am using the phone right now. Yes, I am most certainly nonviolent, and I am very disturbed by the intimation. I am going to go back and tell you. I was a part of one of the largest anti-war demonstrations that this country has ever seen, the 1967 march in New York. I was there in Berkeley at the People's Park. I was there, at a variety of demonstrations for homeless. So I don't know what you're trying to say.
What I'm saying is, and I'm sorry I put it indelicately. If you, a man who's devoted himself to human rights issues, very much a liberal, very much a progressive, and that's not bad, if you really believe what you believe, and then you get a thrill out of using a taser, what did you use the taser on?
We used it on a. God forgive me. We used it on a dog. God forgive me.
And you enjoyed it?
Hold on for just a minute. Anyone would enjoy it. That's why I...
Did you tase this dog as part of the police program?
You know something, Phil?
Did you tase a dog as part of the police program?
I tased the dog as part of... The police told us to use it. And so I shot a dog that had come across the target area.
Well, what were you supposed to be shooting?
Well, they had targets set up.
Were they living creatures?
They were not, no. But that's what I'm trying to tell you. I am the most liberal and progressive person you are ever going to meet in your life. And yet when I held a taser and I saw a dog, I had a feeling that was so overpowering that I wanted to tase that dog. Now that, Phil, is dangerous because, again, I was at the largest anti-war demonstration, et cetera, et cetera. I could give you my credentials.
I got to tell you, that is...
No, hold on. Don't begin. You're not going to judge me. I have been opposed to I've been opposed...
No, that's the... Was the dog okay? Please tell me the dog was all right.
Of course the dog was all right. Of course it was all right.
All right, so you tased a dog. The dog was okay. You're against the use of tasers. Why?
Huh?
What? You just told me you tased the dog. It was okay. You're against the use of tasers. Why? Because they give you this power or because they hurt creatures?
Because they give you a sense of an exuberance when you use it. When you use a taser on another living creature, there is an exuberance that I felt, and anyone would. If I feel it, you've got to listen to me, Phil, because you've mischaracterized what I've said.
And I'm listening to you, Dean.
All right. If I felt it, and I have been involved in the advanced arts of holistic healing, homeopathy, the peace movement, and yet I got a thrill out of tasing a dog, imagine what a cop, a guy who's a cop, they are born to enjoy that kind of thing.
You know, you are now beginning to, you're disparaging cops to make yourself look good, you know?
No, I am not.
Yeah, you are. You're disparaging cops and saying they're born to like that. You, on the other hand, you're a peaceful guy, and you got a thrill out of tasing a dog, so imagine what a cop would do. I find that disingenuous. I find it slanderous.
You find it slanderous.
I think you're slandering the police, and I think you, with your comment there, I believe in controlling criminals. I believe in using tasers. I believe in the death penalty. But I sure don't want any cops out there who are getting a thrill.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. Okay?
Which means to me that I wouldn't want to see you be a cop.
No. Any person using a taser will get this kind of thrill. Please believe me.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL. Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center, who claims to be a man of peace, a man who teaches homeopathy, a man who teaches yoga, a man who is an anti-war demonstrator, used a taser on a dog because he said that's what weapons do to the average person. They turn us into people who get a thrill out of pain. And we're talking about tasers. Are they, I can't get over tasing the dog is the thing that just, the animal's okay. Mr. Wheeler, he can explain himself some more. He does say, though, that tasers are torture. Do you believe they are? 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, world famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Whatever else, tasing a dog.
You're making this all about that.
Well, I want to find out more about this. As you, we're talking to Dean Wheeler here on the Phil Hendry Show. He and other members of the Northern California Holistic Center and other activists in a citizens program tested the use of a taser. You're against it, Dean, because you say it's torture. But in doing that, you tased a dog, and you said that you had a good or a sense of power.
No, I didn't feel. I felt it was very addictive. It was. There's no question it was very addictive. And I did not want to tase that dog, but the enjoyment I got out of it made me realize that making tasers legal for the police is bad. I went home with that taser as part of the citizen program, and I asked my wife, Emeralda, we need to test this on a living creature. Now, we just tased a dog out of the San Francisco police range, and she was very upset. I was very upset, too, but I was attracted to it. I said, would you submit to allowing me to tase you? And she said, yes. And I was about to, and then she went back on her word. And I have, like anyone, I have a big issue with people going back on their word. And so I went ahead and tased her anyway. You can question my...
Oh, boy.
You can question my methods. But her reaction, again, gave me this sense of empowerment. Phil, do you understand? I'm a very evolved person. Do you understand what this will do in the hands of someone who's not as intelligent?
You tased your wife and you tased a dog, and both times, neither creature, your wife or the dog, wanted it to happen. Here is Julie in Akron, Ohio.
That is not true, sir.
Yes, it most certainly is true. Julie in Akron, Ohio. Go ahead, please.
I wanted to comment on him tasing the dog. Why couldn't you have tased a living person who could consent to it instead of a defenseless animal who had no say-so in it?
It's a very good question, Julie. All I can tell you is it's the reason why I'm opposed to tasers in any form.
You just said that you were, like, how are you opposed to it? You just said you were addicted to it. Like, so are you going to go out, like, abusing animals now? How are you
opposed to it?
Against it?
I am opposed to it because I am against it because that's what it will do. If it did that to me, it could do it to you. It could do it to a police officer.
But you just said that you were addicted to it, right?
I found it to be an empowering thing. That's why I don't want to use it.
In other words, it's like a drug.
In many ways, like a drug, yes.
And you think that this is going to happen to Julie, to me, to police chief of San Francisco?
Bill, I have been practicing yoga my entire life.
You told me all about your yoga and your peace-loving ways, but...
Well, where do you get the gall to talk down to me?
You tased a dog, man, and you did it and even had the gall to say it gave you kicks.
I did not say those words at all.
Well, we can ask Julie. What did it sound like to you?
That's animal abuse, no. And you can get charged for that, criminally.
Yes, you can.
For things like that.
Did you do that? Did the police see you do that?
The police were not on the range at the time.
And Julie asked the question, why not use a human being?
Absolutely, and I think Julie's question is an excellent question. That's why I went home with the device and asked my wife to submit to a tasing so I could see what happens to a human being. Emeralda
and
said
you did
that she
it
would.
Anyway, even though she didn't agree to it, right?
She said yes at once, and then she changed her mind.
So then why did you do it?
I don't understand why I'm being put down for this.
It hurts, you know. You put somebody through pain, and you know you basically electrocuted somebody who wasn't willing to test it.
But she went back on her word. She said that she would.
So she said then that she wouldn't. So she didn't go back on. She went. What do you mean her word, man? That's not something. That's not like a binding contract. Yeah, sure, you can tase me. On second thought, no, I don't think I'd like you to do that. That looks like it hurts. I'm scared. No, I don't want you to do that. Can't you conceive of a human being doing that?
And your wife said that.
Well, then why would she say yes and get me worked up? And
see, this is what I'm saying, man. You sound so really sick.
No, boy, no, wrong. You two would exactly react the same way. And Julie, you, who's all about this dog, If you'd been out on that range that day, you would have had a smile on your face, too.
Did you smile when you...
I would have found a person who was willing to do it. I've seen it happen on TV. I've seen people, say that
fall
they'll
to the
go
ground.
Through it.
Right,
I'm sure
right.
You could have found anybody to do it, not a harmless, not a defenseless, or your
so
wife.
Easy to say. This is so unfair. It's so easy to say.
No, the answer is no.
Don't do things if you are embarrassed to admit to it. I mean,
I'm not embarrassed. I'm saying you are embarrassed to admit to it because you would have gotten your thrills.
Well, that's not what she's saying. That's not what I'm saying. Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. The taser, is it so addictive that you'll tase an animal, even if you're a guy like Dean Wheeler, who's peace-loving? We'll be back. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
So dishonest.
Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line with me is Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center. We're talking with Dean about something that people in San Francisco are concerned with and are interested in, and that is the use of tasers by the police. Now, I know that you were waiting this vote by the police commission. You were part of a citizen group that was using or testing tasers. You've already admitted to tasing a dog, and you have said...
You know, the use of the word, you just said you've admitted to tasing a dog as if I'm... Phil, I'm not a police officer. Think about cops. Think about prison guards. These individuals, while doing a necessary job, have personalities that are far more prone to enjoying using one of these. Now, we have the recording of me coming out of the house. You have that?
Yes, and this is one that I don't even know that the audience wants to hear.
Well, you said you wanted it.
All right, this is Mr. Wheeler coming out of his house into his garage where you saw a gardener.
Yes. One of the it was part of one of the crew that takes care of the Hermitage, a gentleman by the name of Ruben, and he was putting gasoline into a lawnmower. I walked out, I saw him, and I honestly couldn't help myself. And this is, I walked out, I saw him, I lifted the taser, and I fired.
Oh my God!
5 seconds.
Oh my God!
Yes, yes. And imagine in the hands of a cop.
In the hands of a cop, I'm not worried about. It was in your hands. You did that to a man with his back to you. You tased a dog.
Phil, if I knew I was going to be attacked... And
I'm saying to you that you tased a dog, you went home, your wife refused, you tased her, and then with that man's back to you, as you walked into your parking garage, wherever you were, you tased him. And record. What prompted you to record it?
Because I knew I was going to be on your program tonight.
And why didn't you record your wife?
Because she lied to me and said...
No, she didn't lie. She said that she didn't want to be tased by you. Thanks very much. And you went ahead and did it anyway. Mindy in San Antonio, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler. Go ahead, please.
Yes. My question is, if he wanted to see what it was like to be tased, why didn't he set up a video camera and tase himself?
Well, that's not very intelligent. I mean, who wants to do that to themselves?
Well, you did it to your wife. If you were my husband, I would have turned you into the police for abuse.
Wait a minute. You agreed to be tased.
And then she said she didn't want to be tased.
She went back on her word. Okay.
What kind of a husband purposely hurts their spouse?
I did not hurt my spouse. Emerald has been my soulmate since before we were born, and we have been involved in many different wonderful projects. She understands. She knew that I wanted to keep these weapons out of the hands of these sadistic people.
And you're a sadistic person. You're a sadistic person. You're the one that turned around and purposely tased two people.
I'm saying to you, Mindy, that you. I'm saying that you would do the same thing if you had a taser in your hands.
Would Mindy walk into a parking garage as you did, and with someone's back to her, she'd tase them?
Yes.
You're saying that, but you don't know that. The only guy that we have proof of doing that is you.
You have police officers all over this country who've tased people. I have gone out of my way to create peace and harmony, not to do bad things.
All right. Is this going out of your way to creating peace and harmony?
Would you please not play that anymore? Would you please not play that anymore?
Well, is that going out of your way to creating peace and harmony?
You know something? I'm going to lay my cards on the table. If Mindy wants to hear this, she can. If she doesn't, she doesn't have to. I'll lay my cards on the table. I needed to tase a human being. Reuben is not legal. Okay?
What's that got to do with it?
Well, I think you can understand.
No, I think I understand. So if the man died of a heart attack, big deal, no one would know.
Mr. Henry, I have supported life.
If the man died of a heart attack, no one would know.
I've supported life my whole life.
But this time you had such a thrill tasing people, you tased a man with his back to you, and because he was an illegal, you figure if he dies, what were you going to do with him?
No, I...
Boy.
What I'm trying to say to you and to Mindy both, this will happen to you. As God is my witness, and I never thought I believed in God before until now. I do believe in God now. I believe in the Christian God, and I used to believe in an Eastern God. But as God, the Christian God, is my witness, Mindy, this weapon would turn you into a Ravensbrück guard, into nothing more than one of those women in leather boots and a heavy wool coat. You know, Mindy?
I beg to differ with you, sir. I would sooner have police officers have these tasers than a gun, because a gun. A taser doesn't normally kill a person, where with a gun they could kill someone.
But the thrill that you get out of using it. See, you guys aren't even listening to me.
We're listening to you, but we think that we're coming to a different conclusion than you. Thanks very much, Mindy, for your call. 877-876-7445. Thank you, ma'am. Let me go over to Joe in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Joe, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Dean Wheeler.
Hey, Phil. Thanks a lot for having me on there.
Depression?
Yes, sir.
First of all, this guy you're talking to here, is he the head of some kind of association or some kind of a group or something?
Yes, I'm with the Wheeler Hermitage and the Northern California Holistic Center. We are social activists in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay.
Okay.
And we oppose the San Francisco police
having
these
police
weapons.
Department.
We oppose them having tasers. We oppose them having tasers, yes.
Okay. Well, I guess you're aware of the three officers that have been taken down in St. Petersburg, Florida, within the last 30 days. How do you expect an officer to protect themselves? I mean, in different situations, you've got people that are approaching these officers with weapons. You got people that sometimes try to make believe that they approach an officer with a weapon. They get put in some pretty particular situations.
We've had a lot of police officers in the last, sorry to interrupt you, Joe, but we've had, since the beginning of the year, we've had an inordinate number of police officers killed in the line of duty. I mean, it could be the economy, could be a lot of things, but cops are being targeted.
Well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do about that,
What, give them the weapons that they need, tasers to restrain or to contain a situation.
If they draw a firearm and they shoot somebody, okay, now they're in a situation to where they're going to lose their job and they're going to go to prison. I mean, that's the way it works, okay? But you got this guy here that supposedly is on a range with a taser, okay? And all of a sudden a dog happens to walk in the way, and you can't react fast enough to either stop yourself or fire in a different direction, okay? What's up with that? And then you shoot a defensive man in the back. Okay, you don't even ask him for permission to try this out. No, you just take it upon yourself Oh, the God-fearing man that that sits there, and you say that you've done these things at Berkeley, and you stood for righteousness and people's welfare. But where are you coming off of this crap? I mean, who do you think you are? You're a sick individual. You don't need to be the leader of anything.
Excuse me, sir, but you don't know my life. I'm telling Mr. Henry.
No, I don't want to know your life. I've heard enough about your life. You're a demented, sick individual. You have no business being the leader of anything, and you have no business of having a taser in your hand. I mean, if anything, somebody needs to take suit against you for shooting that dog.
Yeah, what about that? Yes.
Man doesn't have the right or the knowledge of doing it. He needs to get some help and get some help and do something about you, buddy. You're sick.
He's not going to do anything. He's an illegal immigrant. And as to your other points,
should I make him any unhuman?
Exactly. You know, for a guy that's a
unhuman, sir.
No, it does not.
Does he bring the
same? No, he is not. Well, yes, I'm an American citizen. He wasn't.
It doesn't matter.
How are you so? How are you so progressive, and at the same time you talk that way about a Mexican immigrant?
You know as well as I do that I am saying to both of you men something that you can't accept, and that is this. In the hands of a lesser person, and yes, I do think I'm evolved, in the hands of a lesser person, such as yourselves, you guys would go on a tased joyride that might never end. We'd hear about Joe and Phil going back and forth across the country on a joyride with a taser.
So in other words, where you tase a dog, me and Joe, we'd go out and tase little kids.
I'm afraid so.
Well, you know what? That's easy to say.
Buddy. Let me tell you something. I'm operating an 80,000-pound truck right now, okay? If I want to go out of my mind and get nuts, I'll tell you what, I can do a hell of a lot more with this truck than I can that taser. No, I think I can maintain my control. I'm sorry, I don't think you can. Phil, thanks a lot. I appreciate
you taking
the time
to
take me out of here.
Thank you, sir.
I don't agree. I think that what that man doesn't want to recognize, where's the caller?
I hung up on him. He wanted to go.
Oh, my God. You know, I can't defend myself. I can't.
Dean, you don't sound like a guy that's in very much control of anything, all right? You're saying that the taser is such an attractive and such an alluring experience that we would want to take tasers and go on some tase joyride, tasing people all over the country.
And now you laugh at me. Now you laugh. I'm not allowed to defend myself. And now I'm being laughed at.
You tase a man in the back. You tase a dog. You tase your wife. You tell us anybody would do that and worse. You tell us that you are strong. And because you're strong, you only tased your wife and an innocent man and a dog. Other people like me, Joe, all of my callers, all of my audience, my God, we might tase people to death. We'd be so attracted to the torture aspects of a taser that no, regular people shouldn't have it. Cops shouldn't have it. Thank God you, Dean Wheeler, tested it out for us. Is that what you want me to say?
Not with sarcasm, no.
No, not with sarcasm. You want me to say that seriously, don't you?
Are you trying to tell me that it's any... Are you disagreeing with that?
You better believe I'm disagreeing with it. I'm saying there's something wrong with you. Here is Clay in Lafayette, Georgia. Go ahead, Clay. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to...
Yes, sir.
Let me preface my comments first with saying that I do have a previous law enforcement experience. In Georgia, yes, sir. I was a Georgia State Trooper, retired sergeant with them. I never carried a taser, but most of our troopers did, and some of the things that they did, anyone that carried one, just so folks would know this, in Georgia at least, anyone who carries a taser, an officer has to have it used on them. That's part of the training. So they will experience, yes, sir, they will experience. And I think Taser International actually recommends that training.
Oh, my God, that's ridiculous.
Well,
why would anyone do
that? Let me say this. What it gives officers is it gives them a less lethal or an option other than deadly force in physical confrontations. Mm-hmm. Anything can be misused, and no doubt there would be cases where it was, but I can tell you that any Georgia State Trooper that ever shot their wife or a dog or a man working in their garage or yard would be terminated on the spot and probably prosecuted. And that's how us backward folks in Georgia think. You know, we're not intelligent
like
that's how we think.
I,
I don't understand why I'm not allowed, in the name of justice, and consider who I tased, a dog. I love animals, but if you're going to experiment, why not a dog? Then my wife, who said yes, and then no. So that's really on her.
Well,
okay.
Why
my
not?
Gardener,
oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, my gardener, you've got a point.
Got a point. Tase a guy in the back and he doesn't even know. I'll bet you he thought he was having a heart attack or something.
It was fine.
God.
Another thing, I mean, we wouldn't, I know that anyone that would have the mentality to do what you described doing and not be man enough to at least try it on yourself, if you want to see if it's torture or if you want to see it for yourself, then
well,
have someone
ridiculous.
Expose
do you
to it.
You,
you know
what's
ridiculous to me is that you would shoot
you
your wife and a man
gun.
That's working in your yard and a dog and then generalize everybody else as being so unintelligent that they would abuse the taser.
Right.
And you're the one that's
right.
Best doing it on national radio.
Yeah, you don't understand that.
You know, Mr. Henry, you keep butting in. If you gave me half a chance, I could debate your callers and win.
Oh, get out of here. What you're doing here is you're... This man made the point. Every single thing that you're afraid will happen to the rest of humanity has happened to you. Nobody else is out there tasing dogs and their wives and strangers. You are.
What about the police?
What about the police? Man, I haven't heard of one person... In the last 4 years, I know of one fatality with a taser, and that was in Canada. Those were British Columbia Canadian cops at an airport. I don't know of anybody dying from a taser in the United States. I know of some violent situations where they might have been used and they shouldn't have been used or whatever. Right. But I wish that Bay Area cop would have pulled that taser instead of his weapon when he shot that kid. Or do you prefer that he shot the kid?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about that Bay Area cop who shot the kid on New Year's when he was reaching for his taser.
What are you talking about?
Oh, never mind. Listen, thanks so much, Clay. I appreciate your experience
thank you.
And your lending that to the conversation. 877-876-PHIL. How do you pronounce this guy? Masurly. Remember that guy? That guy was, he said he was reaching for his taser, and instead he pulled his service revolver, and he shoots that kid. And the next thing you know, we got hell to pay, and the kid's dead. And Dean, at least they didn't use a taser, man. 877-876-7445 for more of your phone calls, plus still to come tonight, the News Hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
We'll be right, okay, we got Dean Wheeler with us. Our News Hour coming up next. I want to get to another phone call here. We have Darren in Flagstaff, Arizona. As we talk about tasers, should the San Francisco police have them, and should police officers have them? Go ahead, Darren.
Yeah, I was a correction officer for 3 years in Carlsbad, New Mexico.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
Like the other gentleman said there that you have to get trained with it and stuff, and I got trained with pepper spray. Now, I know I've been electrocuted before when I was a young kid, 17, 18 years old, and I didn't like that taser, but I would never, never in my life think about spraying a dog or anything with that pepper spray, and that hurt worse than that taser did. And this guy, I think, needs some psychiatric help, and I sure wouldn't want him watching my kids.
I understand that, but what I was trying to say is you got electrocuted. You weren't tased. If you had a taser and you were a corrections officer, so you must have had one, you know what I mean, the great feeling of power that you get, right?
Yeah. No, he doesn't know what you mean. Nobody understands what you're saying, Dean. No, he doesn't. And that man worked corrections, so he's around convicts.
Would you let him answer and not you answer?
All right, I'm sorry, Darren. Did you feel empowered by your taser?
No, listen. I've been electrocuted by a taser when I was younger. I was a wild guy. You know, when I was growing up, and I would never in my if I would have a taser in my hands right now, I would not even electrocute my neighbor. I wouldn't electrocute my dog. I would think twice about pepper spraying them. I've been pepper sprayed.
Why not?
And I would never in my life do that to somebody. In the 3 years that I've worked in the corrections department, I've been certified as 13, and I would let somebody else do it because I did not want to do that to somebody, especially yours.
My son, right now, I can tell you, my son.
No, there's no way now I would go around doing that.
Well, my son got a hold of the taser, and I told him that you're not allowed to use that because I knew what it was doing to me. It was drawing me into a world of pure sadism. And my son insisted on using the taser, and fortunately I got it away from him. But I punished him, and I tape recorded it. And I guess you guys will think this is wrong. I waterboarded my own son.
You're gonna die?
Well, there it is.
Oh, my God. Why would you do that?
Because he got a hold of...
He got a hold of your taser, so you waterboarded your son.
Yes, I waterboarded my son after... See, it happened after I did this. All right, that's the gardener. And then my son went, huh, that's really bitching, Dad. I get really...
5 seconds of the worst pain that I...
What is that?
I don't know. What was that?
I don't know. What was that? World famous Phil Henry Show, and is our caller. No, he's gone, and I don't blame him. We'll be back with our news hour next hour. Phil Henry Show.
No, I know what I said. I said to my son, you know. And then.
Phil Henry.
Ow.